Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends. It's another day the Lord has made for us to rejoice and be glad. Thanks for joining me for another edition of Fine Points, and welcome back. 2018 has gotten off to a rocky start for many in and out of the church. Several members are combating illnesses and health issues and have made doctor and hospital visits and found it prudent to stay home this Sunday. We have experienced below average temperatures here and around the nation that has caused considerable hardships on many. Water lines and pipes have frozen and some have burst. Some of the churches in Marshfield had limited or no service because of lack of water issues. For a time, we too had no running water, but God was gracious and the water problem was resolved in time for morning worship. Thankfully, the weather is forecasted to be much better this week, so hopefully things will improve and go a little better. Yesterday was the first Sunday of the year, and like us, many congregations observe the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is significant to our faith because it recreates the Passover meal and blood that delivered the Israelites from death of the firstborn in Egypt. God said the blood would serve as a token to allow him to pass over judgment wherever he saw the blood, to place the lamb's blood on the sides and over the door was an act of faith and obedience. Faith requires both belief and action. This is why James 2:26 tells us that faith without works is dead. Jesus has become our Passover lamb. We have been instructed to believe that a second eternal death awaits us all. But God is willing to pass over his judgment of this death if the blood of Jesus is present and applied to our lives. How do we apply the blood of Jesus so that it is present in our lives? By allowing the transforming power of the Holy Spirit to reshape our lives into someone who lives to please and serve the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we partake of the Lord's Supper, we are internalizing the blood of Jesus, like painting the door around the hearts, our hearts, as Israel did around the door. If we are true and sincere in our faith and obedience, the blood will remain. Otherwise, it will not. In the judgment, God will take what I would describe as a spiritual X-ray that only He can take and see the results. The purpose of the X-ray is to find the blood of Jesus in and on our hearts. The blood will either be there or not be there, and its presence or absence will determine our eternal destiny. Just as the blood served as the Passover token to prevent death in Egypt, it will serve again as a token to pass over death into life. Do not trifle with the blood of Jesus. It's amazing that this blood is available, and it is the only hope we have of escaping the judgment of God. Well, that's all for now. Keep in mind the missionary program this Sunday, and remember to do whatever we have been asked to do. Until we meet again, blessings and peace.